Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Revelio. Hello friends, welcome back to Shell Cottage Radio. I'm your host Ezra, aka Bill, also known as Sir Ezra the Watchful, History of Magic Professor, the Flannel Wizard, obviously. Yours truly, me. Please welcome your lovely design witch, the fascination of fourth year, and my wonderful co-host and yours, Lottie, aka Fleur.
Hello and welcome back to our little cottage on the outskirts of Tinworth. This is our new segment, Harry Potter Hangout.
Theories from Tinworth.
Where we discuss additional thoughts and theories from the Wizarding World. In honor of the late Michael Gambon, may he rest in peace, we want to discuss each of our top three quotes by our beloved headmaster, Albus. Should I say the whole name? Because I only have Albus Dumbledore here. Albus, Percival, Wolfric, Brian, Dumbledore?
Yeah, that was good.
Take it away, Bill.
So I think this was sad news, obviously, that he passed away. I think he was 82 years old.
Okay.
And saw this on Thursday. Ironically, we were having a Harry Potter Day for our school.
Our school was having
Harry Potter Day, and I wore my Hogwarts robes to school. I had my Hufflepuff shirt on, and some students kind of came up to me, and that's how I learned about it. The students came right up to me, and they said, "Did you hear that Dumbledore had passed away?"
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. So, yeah, kind of sad. We thought about that this weekend, and we've been seeing a lot of things on social media. And I even did some looking up on his acting history and stuff, and he's just great, very interesting person, and kind of got like a late start. Not a late start, sort of found, I think, success, like big time sort of limelight success later in life. And just a really interesting character. Really cool to hear, I think, the actors... The young actors, Daniel Radcliffe, Emma, and Tom Felton, for example, in his book, talk about him. I thought it was really cool to
hear.
That
was really neat, yeah.
Yeah, just who he was and how he didn't take himself too serious.
No, he definitely did not.
Yeah, that's kind of cool to think of Dumbledore, the guy who's playing him, being just kind of almost totally different, but yet he had such great command of the character and definitely was amazing for Harry Potter.
Yeah, I mean, so. In a sense, they were a little bit alike in that sense of they're not taking themselves too serious sometimes.
Yeah.
And Dumbledore, I mean, is one of the greatest characters out there, I think, in all fantasy.
Yeah, he is, novels, for sure.
Right? He's one of those, like, epic, like Gandalf, like
Obi-Wan.
Or Yoda,
Right.
Yeah, and everyone knows who Albus Dumbledore is, even if you don't really know Harry Potter that well, but that name is... Just like Harry Potter itself or himself is one of the most famous characters for sure.
Right. Yeah, agreed. So this was your idea though, right? So we're going to go over quotes or top three quotes?
Yes, we'll go before we give you our top three quotes. So we picked different quotes. So we have six different quotes today that we're going to discuss by Albus Dumbledore. Before we get into the quotes, I wanted to know more about why does Albus Dumbledore have so many names, or what do they mean? It's hilarious, actually, in The Prisoner of Azkaban, where we learn about all his names.
Yeah.
So first we have Albus. And supposedly means white or pure and symbolizes his commitment to good and justice, at least, you know, later in life.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Percival is a name often associated with Knights of the Round Table, suggesting his chivalrous nature.
Wow.
So Percival sounds, yeah. Sounds old. I don't know anyone who's called Percival, but hang on a second. What's Percy's? Is Percy actually Percival?
Don't know.
Percy... Yeah. Weasley. Let's figure that out real quick.
Yeah, very true that this is connected to the Knights of the Round Table and to the Arthur legend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and Arthur, I mean, we have an Arthur in there, too. So we have some, what do you call them, more traditional names, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Percy does not, no, it's not Percival, so that'd be interesting.
Yeah, if he was named after Dumbledore's second name, wow.
Then we have Wulfric. Wulfric. Sounds a little bit like wolf, right?
Yeah, did you know? Go ahead.
Yeah, no. It may symbolize strength and courage.
Right, right. So tell me how this transfers over. In Pokemon, we have Wulfric, the gym leader, who appears in X and Y. Ooh. And he specializes in ice type.
Oh, we
just wanted to throw that out there. Not that J.K. Rowling was thinking about Wulfric, the gym leader.
That is so cool.
And I don't even know when X and Y came out. Like, is that like old, new?
No, it's newer. It's one of my favorite games, actually.
Really?
Yes, because it was a new generation. It wasn't a remake, but you could actually catch and train a lot of the first original 150. Okay. And that's what made it so cool. So you had your new Pokemon, but also a lot of the old ones. And I think you even get to choose. So you have your starter in XY. Sorry. You started talking about Pokemon. So in XY, you get your new starters. And then later in the game, you get to choose an additional starter, Charmander, Squirtle, or Bulbasaur. And that was so awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Interesting that you pulled that up. I had no clue. Wulfric, yeah, strength and courage. So, and Brian eventually could represent his humility, as it's a more common name among Muggles. I like that.
Yeah, if you type it in, mm-hmm. meaning of the name Brian,
mm-hmm.
it is by some considered high and noble.
Wow.
So it's related to the old Celtic roots, meaning hill and high. So although, yeah, it's a common name for
kind of
Muggles,
the opposite meaning, yeah.
It has sort of, yeah, it can also carry...
That's cool because it could be, yeah, it's common, but yet he's high and noble. You know, like he doesn't take himself too serious and he knows what he can do and how smart and capable he is, but he also doesn't shy away to be among, you know, like... to see himself as a common person and go to talk to common people.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So agreed. Together, these names paint a picture of a wise, strong, and morally upright character, some will probably argue with us, who values purity, justice, courage, and humility.
Yeah. So. Now, purity as in like pure blood or what?
You know? I guess like purity of heart.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Even though it is... that's a topic you can discuss probably.
I'm totally kidding.
If he's pure of heart or he might not always have been.
Dumbledore is good.
Yes.
He is our guy by the side. He's our headmaster.
Yeah.
He's our teacher.
No, I love Dumbledore. Actually,
he's the best.
So. And we know that Dumbledore is known for his immense wisdom and intelligence. And that's why we want to go over some of his most memorable quotes or pieces of advice. And do you want me to start with my number three?
Yeah, give it to me. Number three, what do you got?
Okay. It's supposed to be kind of funny. And it definitely stuck out to me. Because I don't know if I told that story the last time about the socks, but we'll see.
I feel like we were just talking about socks.
Probably. So my number three is, one can never have enough socks, which is taken from Philosopher's Stone, chapter 12, The Mirror of Erised. And that's where, yes.
I just want to say this is a quote that I live by.
No, oh, you do. I know.
I live by this quote.
You do.
Like day in, day out.
And honestly, as an adult, I agree with him. You can never have enough socks.
Yeah.
Socks are great.
Right, right. My biggest problem is that we find them laying around the house everywhere.
Everywhere.
Right? And they just, you know, we're making some chili today and one of them ended up in the chili. It's crazy. So.
Yeah, somehow, I don't know. They're everywhere. Somehow, I feel like, are they like multiplying or?
Yeah. There's like the, what's it called? The Gemino?
Yeah.
You know, jinx or something. The more you touch them. Like, I put them in specific places and I want them to stay there. But Lottie, you know, or someone, I don't know, some magic, you know, person is taking them and putting them in the laundry. And I'm jinxing them now. So that way they multiply. Anyway, sorry. I do live by this. One can never have enough socks.
Yeah. Love this quote. And I also love book one, Dumbledore, so much. There's some more mystery and magic still. And he just seems like a Santa Claus type of person in the first book. And I love how this scene where he says to Harry, one can never have enough socks, becomes so much more meaningful later on when we learn about his personal history and you know, because it's Harry who asks him, what do you see when you look in the mirror? And he's like, I see myself holding a pair of thick woolen socks. And Harry's like staring at him. What did he just say? Because, I mean, as kids, you don't care about socks at all.
Right.
And Dumbledore replies, one can never have enough socks. Said Dumbledore, another Christmas has come and gone, and I didn't get a single pair. People will insist on giving me books.
Dang.
Again, I love this quote. Also, not just because it's true and it's, you know, Dumbledore is, his personality is just a little quirky too. That's how we meet him. He seems so different and eccentric. But Percy, he's the one who says, no, he's brilliant. He's a genius. Mm-hmm. Right. And he gives such great advice with a sense of humor and that simplicity, like, you know, reminding us that it's one of the wisest and most powerful things that one can do is to appreciate simple pleasures like warm socks, or even we have that, you know, music that he says he loves, or is one of the greatest magics, types of magic, or good food that he appreciates. Yeah, just the magic of everyday life. And I love that.
Yeah. Awesome.
What's your number three best quote?
So, number three for me is, words are, in my not-so-humble opinion, our most inexhaustible source of magic. And that comes from Deathly Hallows Part 2, the movie, mm-hmm. when they're at King's Cross. And for me, this kind of just means that, you know, words matter.
Absolutely.
That we can use them in so many different ways. I mean, I think you can tell a person, oh gosh, I mean, thousands, millions of different ways that you love mm-hmm. them, or you can paint a picture in hundreds of different ways, right?
Yeah.
I feel like all the stories, sometimes people will talk about the similarity between stories or between hero journeys or whatever, but each author or person sort of paints their own picture with their own words.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
If that makes sense, right?
Yeah, they're artists. And I mean, writing is an art form mm-hmm. for sure, and words are tied to our thoughts and they shape our reality, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things too is that, like, if we've been talking, you and I, a lot about like being grateful and writing things down, and the power of mm-hmm. of writing words that almost like sort of ingrain themselves in your subconscious, and the way that you write them is very important, and the way that you speak to yourself is also very important.
100%.
So those words do matter. What you say to other people, I know a lot of times, like, people's the intent behind their words is like really good, but then what they're actually saying is like, you don't, I mean, to think about how it sort of can cut deep to someone else is really interesting. So just knowing the power that words have, I think, is really important, and just to be mindful of the language that we use and the messages that we are conveying. Right. So they can be both positively charged and negatively charged. Actually, we talk a lot to students in high school about connotation. the mm-hmm. meanings that are associated with words and how right. you phrase something, and your word choice matters, whether it's in an art form or just in a conversation or wherever you're at. Words carry weight, different values of yeah. weight, and different charges, different emotions.
Yeah, and power, like you said. I can I can have affirmations written down and repeat them every single day, and yeah, for sure that will help me mm-hmm. Focus.
Yes, it will, big time. Yeah. I mean, we do it all the time. Like, we're talking about his most influential sort of quotes and magical quotes, and we're talking about his words.
Yeah.
Right? We're talking about the words that, like, that were spoken or written or whatever by Albus Dumbledore.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Huge.
Okay. My number two is where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And this is from The Deathly Hallows, the book, chapter 16, Godric's Hollow, because it is actually written on his mother's and sister's tombstone. They are assuming, so Harry and Hermione find it. Hermione's actually the one who finds it and then shows Harry. And they are assuming that Dumbledore must have.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Chosen those words because mm-hmm. he was the eldest of the family. We don't know for sure. It could have been Aberforth, but it is kind of like, you know, in the memory of the Dumbledore family and those two women. And I read it is a biblical passage from the Gospel of Matthew in the New Testament. And the full verse reads, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." And this is often interpreted to mean that a person's priorities and affections are closely tied to the things they value most in life. In other words, it suggests that what you invest your time, energy, and resources into reflects what matters most to you and where your emotional attachment lies. We talk about this a lot, actually. Where your treasure is, there will your heart also be. So, I mean, it's a balance, right? We can set our own goals and think about them and change them. But actually there is something called gut feeling too. You can mm-hmm. tell if your heart is into it or not.
Yeah.
And yeah. where your compass, your inner compass is pointing to, that's where your heart is. And we have that feeling for that.
Yeah. And also I think people too, like the treasure piece is what you value, what you mm-hmm. would consider
yes.
treasure. And so that can be, that talking about the choice in word there, being treasure or just what you value, you know, is different, because we think of treasure often associated with like gold and money and all those different things. And so if that's what, you know, your value you're focused on, then that's where your heart is going to kind of be aligning in terms of, like, I don't know, trying to acquire just that thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's like you want to be careful, I guess, about where.
True.
Where you're placing your air quote treasure, or where you're putting your values,
yeah.
and where you're placing your heart, because
right.
your heart is something that is, it's precious to all of us, right? It's sort of, we're careful with our heart. We're careful with mm-hmm. who we give our heart to, right?
Yes.
And our soulmates, or who we trust to kind of care for our heart and self. So, if your heart is going to be somewhere and it's going to be where your treasure mm-hmm. is, then make sure what you're treasuring is a safe place for your
right.
heart to be.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. And it aligns with your priorities, with your values, like you said, yes, with your core values.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So for me, my number two is, it does not do to dwell on dreams and forget to live. Philosopher's Stone, chapter 12, The Mirror of Erised. So, yeah, I think that's, I mean, that's sort of a theme that's sort of repeated in the Hobbit, is that, you know, Gandalf is often encouraging Bilbo to get outside of his door, right? And so Dumbledore, a lot like Gandalf, is sort of saying that, yeah, it does not do to dwell on dreams and forget to live.
Yeah.
Don't get caught up in front of this mirror and just be staring and looking at being fed sort of what you want to see and dwelling on these things that are actually dreams and not going out there and living.
Right.
So I think you and I talk about chasing the horizon sometimes. Sometimes we're always looking towards the next horizon and we're not as aware of our surroundings, you know, and like, if you're more aware of your surroundings and you are actually out living and doing the thing that you're supposed to be doing, you might notice a bog in your way. If you're just focused on the horizon and you're just sort of off daydreaming and drifting or whatever, you might not be experiencing what's going on around you,
right,
avoid
in front of you. Yeah.
Pitfalls or enjoy those moments that are really happy. Maybe you're in a peaceful, awesome, wonderful meadow and you're just journeying along and there's really good things happening around you, but you're so focused on the horizon that you can't see the flowers that you're walking right past.
Yes, I freaking love this quote. And it's actually the same scene where the socks quote is from, where both of them, so Dumbledore kind of just caught Harry in front of the mirror and confronted him. And I love this advice. We get so caught up in the future often. And this just, it's not meant to tell you not to have dreams at all.
Mm-hmm.
It actually just warns against becoming so absorbed in your dream and ambitions for the future that we lose sight of the opportunities and experiences in the here and now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's a reminder that life, like you said, it's happening right now, and have focus on your dreams, focus on your goals, but love the process of getting there, because it's actually not really, a lot of successful people say, it's not actually about reaching that one goal that you have, you know, if it's a certain number of, I don't know, in our realm, it's downloads or people who watch and enjoy our videos. In others, it's how well you do on a test, or
how much money you make,
or how it's important to, I kind of got lost here in what I was going to say.
Yeah, it's important to.
Oh, yeah. Now I know that the goal, once you hit that certain number, if it's a certain, you know, be specific with your goals, yes. But then successful people often say it's not really about that, reaching that goal, because you will go, once you build those habits to reach that goal, you will go right past it. It's important to enjoy making those dreams come true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the line, dwelling on dreams and forgetting to live. So if you're doing both of those two things, if you're dwelling on your dreams so much so that you're forgetting to live, that's where the fault comes in. And that's where the warning is issued. But if you're, you know, dwelling on dreams, but you're also still living and you're still active in the pursuit of those dreams and you enjoy that pursuit and the day in, day out and what it takes to get there, and you love and fall in love with that, the process, as they say, then you're good.
Yeah.
I think you're good. But it's the dwelling and then forgetting. It's the forgetting to live piece.
Yeah.
So
I agree. Yes. Okay. And my number one Dumbledore quote is the following. It matters not what someone is born, but what they grow to be. And this was said by Dumbledore in The Goblet of Fire, chapter 36, The Parting of the Ways. And to give you some context here, this is when they discuss, when Dumbledore just told Fudge, or Dumbledore and Harry just told Fudge, Cornelius Fudge, that Voldemort is back and we have to take actions now. And Dumbledore actually advises Fudge to go and seek out the giants, persuade them, you know, to be on their side, or ask them to come with him. And Fudge is like, you're not serious, right? And Dumbledore is mad. He's so mad in this moment. He says, "You're blinded," and his voice is rising. The aura of power around him palpable, his eyes blazing once more. "By the love of the office you hold, Cornelius, you place too much importance, and you always have done, on the so-called purity of blood. You fail to recognize that it matters not what someone is born, but what they grow to be."
That's awesome.
It is wonderful, because we all know someone like Hagrid, who grew to be a wonderful, kind, you know, also a little careless, reckless sometimes character, but he's such a good father. I cannot talk anymore. Father figure for Harry. And real life meaning of this quote is just that a person's innate qualities, you know, their talents, abilities, or potential is not really determined by or limited by their family, where they come from, you know, social status. And that gives people hope. It's you know, everyone has the power to shape your own destiny.
Yeah, I think anybody who is like born into poverty and then they think that they're stuck in that cycle, that you know, that's not the case, that you can grow beyond that. If you're born to a Muggle family, doesn't mean you can't become a witch or a wizard. Hermione does that, right?
Absolutely.
So, and then whatever our circumstances or our environment is that we're born into, the country, the place, the family, whatever it might be. And if you're in, you know, that's the other thing too, is also just because you're born into something that might seem privileged doesn't mean that you're going to grow to be that same stuck up, you know, unaware, uneducated, snob or whatever. Right.
Yeah.
So that's up to each individual as to what they do with their life and then what they choose to sort of, engage in, and then, what experience they want to have, and then what that will determine who and what they grow into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, find your own way, focus on personal growth. And, you said it the other day, or I think you read it somewhere, that we have to forgive our parents. Did we say, did we also mention that on the last episode? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I have no memory.
Of this place.
Of any of it. It's crazy.
It's just all a blur. Actually, that's Bill and Fleur. We at one point called it blur.
We still are blur.
What was I saying? Oh yeah, forgive your parents, because that's part of your upbringing. They did the best to their abilities at that time, and if it's now, in your opinion, something, you know, you wish they would have done differently, but they did, again, the best they could do at that time. And now, being adults, we know how hard it is to live in the adult world and at the same time have kids. And whether they provided a great start or not, that should not determine who you are today, because you have the power to change that.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
you do. And that's, I think it's what's, knowing that and knowing that you have control over your own destiny is huge. And that's what a lot of the stories teach us, is that you have a choice. So,
all right, let's hear your number one.
Okay. My number one, happiness can be found even in the darkest of times if one only remembers to turn on the light. So that is the Prisoner of Azkaban movie, Dumbledore's speech at the welcome feast. And I think, you know, oftentimes, yeah, darkness can start to drown out what we think, it can drown out our happy moments.
Yeah.
So those darker moments, or the times where things don't go right, or we set our plans out and we said, this is how our day is going to go, and then something happens, an emergency, something unexpected or whatever gets in the way, then it starts to kind of drown those things out. But there's always a way, as we've been talking about, to find the light again and to sort of course correct and get back on the right track, or to turn the light back on.
Yes.
So, you know, that's just a positive sort of idea, that we need to be resilient and that we need to sort of, when things happen that are tough, we need to lean into that actually a little bit.
Yes.
And
go,
I think,
through the darkness.
Go,
that's
through
important.
Yeah. Because I think sometimes we're looking straight ahead and then our vision is clouded, but we know that it sort of came from left to right, and we know that this darkness entered this way, and but we just want to keep pressing on. And I think you may just need to lean into that a little bit and go explore it and figure out what it is, understand your surroundings more, and then lean into to what's tough, to what's dark,
right?
And then see if there's not a light at the end of that tunnel,
right?
Or just persevere straight on.
Yeah, you know, and still focus on the positive along the way as best as you can. It ties a little bit back also into the first or third quote, if you will, with the socks. You know, the little joys of everyday life, and the joy of having warm socks.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. True.
We can always find things to be grateful for.
Right. If it's just your socks, or if it's just the roof of your head, or whatever it might be.
Right.
Even when tragedy strikes, there's still things to be grateful for. And that's really hard, because it just depends.
It's just
varying levels of tragedy for people's lives. And that won't be easy to do all the time, by the way. That's one of the most difficult things there. So if one only remembers to turn on the light. And it's just it's a choice, but it's so hard to do, especially when you don't know where the light switch is, right?
Right.
And you're just like, yeah. I mean, really, like when you're really depressed, you're really down in the dumps, and it's mm-hmm. it's difficult. But I think the whole point is to never stop searching for the light switch.
True.
And to keep yes. trying to find it and gravitate towards it.
Wow, some wise words from a Hufflepuff here.
From Albus Dumbledore.
From Albus Dumbledore, yes.
Who's true. A Gryffindor, unfortunately, but it's okay.
All right, guys, those were our top three Dumbledore quotes each. Let us know which one is your favorite Dumbledore quote. Write us an email at florandbill@gmail.com. And this is all also to get ready for a book discussion of Dumbledore, the Life and Lies of Hogwarts' Renowned Headmaster, an Unofficial Exploration by, I hope I say this name right, Irvin Kateman, I think.
Okay.
Yes. Right. And we'll see. Maybe we have a special guest in for that discussion. So that should be our next Harry Potter Hangout topic.
Awesome. Yeah. Never read that one. And I know you're going to be listening. We're going to listen to that, right?
We have an Audible version too. Yeah, we have the book and Audible. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, again, as Lottie said, please send us your favorite Dumbledore quote, or which one did you guys like the most? That'd be great. And with that, thank you for listening to Harry Potter Hangout, Theories from Tentworth. We appreciate you tuning into Shell Cottage Radio 94.7 COZY, and we hope you'll join us in the future. If you got your own thoughts or topics or theories that you want to send our way, then send those to @FleurandBill on Instagram, or send us an owl at FleurandBill@gmail.com.
Again, thanks for joining us here at Shell Cottage. Hope you all have a wonderful week. Take care, and we'll see you next time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.